Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it has not been a great week for McDonald's. The world's largest restaurant chain posted a 30% drop in quarterly profits, and U.S. sales slumped for the fourth straight quarter. Meanwhile, Bloomberg News reported that menu prices have increased 3% in the last year at McDonald's, and some customers are now turning to rival chains that aren't even in the same category as McDonald's, places like Chili's and IHOP. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now to talk more about this. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us first about these price increases. What is behind them?
Well, for one thing, a lot of their main ingredients have seen some pretty steep price increases. Cattle futures, for example, are up almost 30% in the last year. Generic cheese future prices are up about the same. And there's also a lot of pressure on wages at that lower end. So really their margins are, or their profit margins are coming under some pretty tense pressure from costs, as well as this sort of flat to down sales that they've experienced in the last few quarters.
And what's being passed along to consumers is in some cases just a few cents for an item, but I guess that's enough to turn some customers away.
It is. And, you know, as you said, there's other chains that are really sort of, you know, bringing, especially at lunchtime, bringing prices down in an effort to compete with fast food. Chili's, for example, sells a combo meal. You can get a quesadilla, fries and soup or salad for $7, a double cheeseburger with soup or salad for $8. So that's really, you know, entering the sort of the same zone that McDonald's is in right there. And, you know, a lot of people might believe they're getting better quality at a place like that, too.
But they're going to have to pay more probably when all is said and done, especially if you think about things like the tip, than if they were to go to McDonald's.
That's true. That's true, of course.
But that's enough for them. You know, it brings up another question, which is whether people are just more interested in having something that they consider to be maybe healthier or fresher than what they're going to get at McDonald's.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely part of the problem. And the analysts will tell you that, too. You know, it was, the big competition for McDonald's and really all the fast foods, the real success story over the last decade has been Chipotle, which, you know, advertises itself as this fresh, you know, more natural type of product. And, you know, don't forget, McDonald's owned Chipotle and spun it off several years ago. So but industry-wide restaurant sales are sort of struggling. They've been up less than 1% for the last 2 years. And there's really a lot of different trends hitting them at once. You know, people have gotten a lot more health conscious. There's also sort of this trend of being more gourmet in America. You know, all the cooking shows, the Iron Chef and whatnot have really, you know, sort of inspired a lot of people to cook at home more. So that's part of it, too.
And McDonald's has made some changes to its menu to try to keep up with this. We also know that the dollar menu, which isn't even the dollar menu anymore, now it's the dollar menu and more, because a lot of the items don't cost a dollar. They cost more than a dollar. But are there other reasons that McDonald's specifically is struggling aside from food costs?
Well, there, for one thing, you know, there's been minimum wage increases in Minnesota, California, and Michigan. And there's a sort of a concerted effort to unionize McDonald's employees. McDonald's would like to be viewed as a collection of small businesses. You know, most of their restaurants are owned by franchises. And, you know, they provide the supplies and everything and the corporate banner. But, you know, they say if you're going to collectively bargain with McDonald's, you have to do it through the franchise owners. And the National Labor Relations Board has come out and said, no, you should have to be able to negotiate with the corporation as well. So there is this sort of strong pressure to increase the wages of McDonald's employees.
Michael Regan of Bloomberg News talking with us about McDonald's. And when we asked the CEO last year about the CEO of Chipotle, that is, about minimum wage, he says, look, we're giving people the opportunity to grow. They can become managers and make a whole lot more. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.